Lord, we want to honor you and give you the glory that only you deserve. Only you deserve. We want to lift your name high and say that you are God and we love you. Help us to worship you and be thankful with our hearts this morning. Help us to cultivate thankfulness in our hearts, because everything comes from you. Everything is given from you. We praise you, Lord. Let our eyes be lifted to you in honor and glory of your name, I pray. Amen. Amen. We just want to read a Bible verse to help us. And I would love it if we could have, I need 18 people. So just come on, even if you haven't sat down, come in the front just to read a little verse. We can have kids as well. Come, we want to read the Bible verse in a different way. I'm just going along a line and hearing different voices read the word of God. So don't be shy. Let's come at the front. Kids, come. I just encourage you just to prepare your heart just as we hear the word of God. I mean, everyone's just going to read their little sentence out as we listen to these words and let them just speak to you because this is the word of God. Here we go, Joe, and take a mic. And
amen. Let all that I am praise the Lord. With my whole heart I will praise his holy name.
Let all that I am praise the Lord. May I never forget the good things he does for me.
He forgives all my sins and heals all my diseases.
He redeems me from death and crowns me with love and tender mercies.
He fills my life with good things. My youth is renewed like an eagle's.
Amen. The Lord gives righteousness and justice to all who are treated unfairly.
He revealed his character to Moses and his deals to the people of Israel.
The Lord is compassionate and merciful, slow to get angry and filled with unfailing love.
He will not constantly accuse us nor remain angry forever.
He does not punish us for all our sins. He does not deal harshly with us as we deserve.
But his unfailing love towards those who fear him is as great as the height of the heavens above the earth.
He has removed our sins as far from us as the east is from the west.
The Lord is like a father to his children, tender and compassionate to those who fear him.
For he knows how weak we are. He remembers we are only dust.
Our days on earth are like grass, like when no flowers and bloom, we bloom and die.
The wind blows and we are gone, as though we'd never been here.
But the love of the Lord remains forever with those who fear him. His salvation extends to the children's children.
Of those who are faithful to his covenant, of those who obey his commandments.
Amen. Should we just sing that song again as we just respond to that verse? Thank you, guys. As you can go and sit down. We can just go and stand and sing that and let that sink into your hearts. We've got the words up there and we can just sing, "Bless the Lord, O my soul," and let's worship him before we move on.
Lord, would you help us look to you to worship your holy name? Be with us, we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. If you want to take your seats for a moment. Sunbeams, that's our preschoolers. If you want to head out, Philippa and the gang are ready to look after you upstairs. So I'm just going to do a very, very short talk on this Psalm 103 that we just read. I wonder, Sammy and Tate, can you come and give me a hand? Literally, I need your hands. Boys, I've got a challenge for you. Let's see if this can work. Why does it need a fan? Well, can you remember what we were just reading? No? Right, I'm going to use the fan. Who can see the fan? Let's hit a chair. Look, I'm improvising as we go. So one of the beautiful things in that psalm Can you remember what it said about us? It says that we are like grass, right? So, Sammy Tate. Izzy helped me earlier. She picked some grass from the church garden. Hold, come here. I need you to hold your hands out flat. Find that. So now, oh, can you hear the wind blowing? So now, I want you to both stand, hold it up in front of the hand, and see if you can hold on to it. You're not allowed to close your hand, though. Oh, no, I need to turn it up. Oh, look, you're doing quite good. Oh, very good. Let me try. Oh, no! There you go. I'm available as a fan as well, if you need me. But the point is that David's writing in this psalm is that we are like grass. Here today, gone tomorrow. And this is a psalm that was written 1,000 years before Jesus was on the earth. Anyone been alive 1,000 years? Tate, yeah, Chris, Tate and Chris, the two people been. But the point is that this psalm is about us reminding ourselves to give thanks to God. So when we're saying, let us praise, it's like actually stir it up. Remember all that God has given you. Never forget it. And there's this amazing verse in verse 10, which we read it because we know about Jesus and what he's done for us, where it says that the God does not punish us for our sins and he does not deal harshly with us as we deserve. And this is a summary of what Jesus did on the cross. Jesus made a way that it means we don't get punished for our sins. We get deal harshly with. Who's ever felt they've been dealt with harshly? Tate didn't even hesitate. Kids, if you got called to the headmaster's office, would you be excited or scared? Tate, you'd be excited. Hands up if you'd be excited to, if you just got a random thing, come to the headmaster. Who'd be scared? Adults, if your boss, you just got a message, hey, can I speak to you today? Are you going, this is going to be good, or is your default, oh no, what's happened? Whose default is, oh no, what's happened? Bob, you're retired. Because we have this fear that we're going to be dealt with harshly. I asked my kids this morning, they were like, I don't know. But the point is that David say he's writing in this psalm that we don't get dealt with harshly. When we remind ourselves what Jesus did on the cross means we don't get dealt with harshly. It says that God is not looking to accuse us. He actually sets us free from our sins because he has this amazing, unfailing love for us. I love my kids, but it is sometimes I'm a bit harsh. Sammy and Izzy, am I harsh?
No.
Sometimes. Because my love as a dad is not perfect. I do love my children dearly, but trust me, I get it wrong. They'd be able to give lots of examples. Even Elaine's nodding that they'd be able to give examples of your own children. But the point is that God says he doesn't deal with those he loves, those who have put their trust in him, those who fear the Lord. And it's interesting, the fear of the Lord shouldn't be the same fear that we have of going to our head teacher or our boss. It should be because we know he loves us and because he trusts us. It's because he has power. If someone's powerful, that's why we kind of generally have a fear. You imagine if King Charles walked in today, we'd be like, well, what is he doing here? We would all be like, what's going on here? If the police walked in, we'd all be like, what's Pastor Luke done? But the point is, when people have power, we respect them in a different way, right? We kind of, oh gosh. And the beauty is that God loves us. When you realize that a person in the power has this unfailing love for us, it means we can trust him. It means that being like grass isn't meant to make us feel like sad and like nothing. It makes us, we are like grass in comparison to a God who never moves, who is unfailing, who has been there since the start of time and will be there at the end of the time and sent his son to die for us. So being like grass is actually a compliment when you consider it in comparison to God. Because actually, if we're lucky, we might get 90 years on this earth. But this psalm was written 2,000 years ago and we're still reading it. So generations and generations and generations of people have read this. But it shows how time just moves. We were chatting to Sammy's granddad. He was the same age as Sammy when England won the World Cup. That's a long time ago. Long time ago. 60 years ago. There were some people alive, Tate, in this room then. Wow, I know. But the point is that time can feel so big, but it's actually so small. We are on this earth for such a tiny moment. And we have to, part of this psalm is looking at us to bless the Lord at all times. And the psalm ends, we didn't get to it today, but it talks about, again, this let us praise him for all that he's done. For how he loves us, how he forgives our sins, how he doesn't count that against us. That's why we bless him. That's why we praise him. Because of what he's done. Because he shows us his unfading love. And we don't need to be concerned when we put our trust in him. It should cause us to pray. And it means to praise. And we should be glad that we are like grass in comparison to the Lord. So I want to encourage you. This is the end of the talk. I told you it was going to be short. That actually, to go away, as we think about being thankful, you're kind of, I'm thanking the God who always moves and I am just like grass. And it doesn't mean that big things in life don't happen. I'm sure everyone in this room can think of a big thing that's happened. But it's actually trying to go, well, God knows. And God's unfailing love is there for those who put their trust in him, who fear him because of his power and his love more than anyone else. So I'm going to pray, and then we're going to sing a song that the kids are going to help us with. They've been singing, it's about praising. We're going to have a praise theme continuing today, which they've been learning up in Flame. So adults, your bodies are going to move. It might be voluntary or involuntary, but we're going to praise. So let me pray. And then we can sing this song together. Lord, we thank you that we are like grass, but you are not. You are unfailing, and your love towards us goes throughout generations, Lord. And Lord, I pray that you'd help us from the youngest to the oldest to put our trust in you, because you don't repay us as we deserve, because Jesus went to the cross for us. Help us to receive that, and that be the thing we depend on. Lord, help us. Help us to consider, as our dear Auntie Comfort used to say, the bigness of God in comparison to us. That we might see that you are so much bigger than anything. Whether we're worried about school next year, or a meeting this week, or getting called to the head teacher's office, I pray that we would trust you because you have an unfailing love towards us. Amen. Amen. Right, Flame, you're going to come up. Anna, I think, and Isabella are going to come and help with this song. Do we need the adults on their feet? Yes. This is organized fun, adults.
Okay, yeah, we do need everyone up on their feet, please. This is a song we've been doing in Flame the last 2 weeks, I think, so still quite new and fresh to us. The song's all about praising God. And where does our trust lie, and who do we listen to, and how listening to Jesus is the best thing. Just like Luke was saying with the grass in the wind, that gets so easily pushed off, like, you know, when the wind comes, we get so easily swayed by things, different things in our life, whether that's maybe something you've heard on Instagram, maybe that's your boss trying to tell you something, trying to change your views, maybe that's in school. There's lots of different things. So this song is really about, even in the lines, we're just going to go for a bit of it, but it starts off with, all my friends just want to be famous, and how, yeah, that's something. So we're going to start off, so we're going to show a little bit of it. Well, I give you my praises. I'll give you my praises up to you. And then it goes, all my friends just want to be famous. So you're going to sway from side to side. Living their life is a lot of time wasted. And then I choose you. That's what's missing. I choose you. And now this is what we've been trying to challenge in Flame. You have to try and jump round 360 and try and get back round. So yeah, I'm excited to see all your jumping. Try and follow along. It's a very catchy song, and listen to the lyrics, they're really good.
So just in the prayer meeting this morning, just something came to mind, and it was there was a guy called Hudson Taylor who started the China Inland Mission many years ago, just with a few people, just went out himself to China to start with. Ended up with hundreds and hundreds of missionaries going over there. Some of them died in the end. But it was really the seed for the Chinese church. And there are today millions of Christians, followers of Jesus, in China, in the underground church, in the overground church. And a lot of it went down to just like, you know, one person following Jesus. And he had on his wall, he had two pictures. And they were two scriptures. The first one was a Hebrew word, Ebenezer. Can we say that together? Ebenezer. You probably know that from Charles Dickens. Ebenezer Scrooge, okay? And that word means, who could tell me what Ebenezer means? I know Joe can tell me. I'll tell you. Thus far, the Lord has helped us. Amen. And so what he was saying there is, right to this point, God has helped us. And I was reminded of something else, that John Wesley, most of us know who he was, lay on the 2nd of March, 1791. He lay on his deathbed, and his friends recorded him saying this: the best of all is God is with us. And if you go up to, Old Street today, or rather City Road to Wesley's Chapel, you'll see that up there. Best of all, God is with us. As I came into the meeting this morning, but as we were just standing here to pray, I just really felt the presence of God. And it wasn't like some kind of special spooky thing. I felt that, you know, over these last weeks, that God's presence has been with us. And I think a lot of that has to do with the fact that people pray. I think a lot of it has to do with that a lot of people have obeyed God. And I think a lot of it has to do with there is great love in the church. And we need to go on prizing that in our journey from now onwards. Let's pray. Let's obey. And above all, maybe let's love one another. As I said last week, I think that we have a challenging time ahead of us in many ways. It's going to be different. Somebody had a word this week. You know, Abraham went out not knowing where he was going. We got a date, September. We got a premises, Christ Apostolic Church. This is just for our Sunday meetings. But I believe that this location is going to be used as never before in all sorts of different ways, in reaching out to the community and different meetings that are going on here. That God has begun a good work, and we're going to trust him that he will continue it to the day of Jesus Christ. So the second picture that Hudson Taylor had up on his wall next to the Ebenezer one had another verse, and it's one of God's names. I wonder if any of you know what it is, or maybe you could guess what it is. What do you think it was? It could have been, but it was a Hebrew word for God, Jehovah Jireh. Who could tell me what that means? The Lord will provide. The Lord will provide. So he said, thus far the Lord has helped us. Hey, that's what all this is about, isn't it? We're so thankful for all he has done, that his presence has gone with us. But for the future, the Lord will provide. Let's remember that for the future. We don't know what his provision will be. That actually was in a story when Abraham was asked by God to sacrifice his son on Mount Moriah. He went out not knowing where he was going, and he thought, God, what's all this about? But the Lord provided a sacrifice. He provided a ram, didn't he? And that was a sacrifice for us. And it says at the end of that story that God chose a new name for himself. In the day in the Lord's day, it will be provided. Jehovah Jireh, the Lord will provide. Can we say those words? Jehovah Jireh, the Lord will provide. Amen. Let's just pray, shall we? Lord, I'm just holding up these. This is just one thing from each person that they're thankful for. Lord, we know there are many things that we are thankful for. Father, we are thankful that you sent your son to die on the cross for us, that we could be saved, that we could be with you. Father, we thank you that you have a plan for each one of our lives, Lord, that we are special to you, Lord, that you have something for us to do today and in the future. Lord, you are Alpha and Omega. We know about the Alpha. We don't know about the end. But we know that in the in-between time, you will be with us and you will provide. Thank you, Lord, that you said, I will never fail you. I will never forsake you. And Lord, we just pray, Lord, that your presence will go with us. Moses said this. He said, Lord, if your presence doesn't go with us, do not send us out there. Lord, we pray that your presence would go with us, Lord, that we would, you, Good Shepherd, we would hear your voice and we would say yes to you, Jesus. We would obey you gladly. So, Father, fill us with all that we need for the future, Lord. Fill us with faith. Fill us with grace. Fill us with your Holy Spirit. What you have done already, Father, we say, do it again, Lord, but do it more in Jesus' name. Amen.